With the holidays approaching, one woman is asking for the community's help for a festive fundraiser. String Theory Yarn Shop is seeking volunteer knitters and crocheters to help create miniature hat ornaments, which will be sold to raise money for the Center Wellington, CW, food bank. Miranda Holmes is the owner of String Theory and person behind the fundraiser. Free knitting and crocheting patterns for the ornaments are available in store or through String Theory's Facebook page. In the past, I have in my shop little, hand-knitted ornaments on the tree and they're just meant for decoration and inspiration, but I frequently have people asking to buy them, Holmes said about how she came up with the idea. Having seen knitters and crocheters step up and support other community projects, like the Poppy Project at St. John's Anglican Church, Holmes is hoping to raise at least $500. It feels good to be able to use a skill you've worked to develop to help out somebody, said Holmes, who knits. There's only so many things you can create for yourself and your family. Another reason Holmes decided to host this fundraiser is the rising cost of food and fuel. She said Christmas time can be hard for some people financially and suspects the food banks will be in more need of support this year. The Fergus Alora community is really great for caring and community connection, and it is a tough time right now. Everything's gotten expensive, but we knitters and crocheters we have all kinds of scrape bits and pieces from leftover projects in our collections, said Holmes, and that's all I'm really looking for is just find some scraps and knit a cute hat out of it and if everybody in the community can knit or crochet does one or two, there would be a lot. Once gathered, the ornaments will be available for purchase at String Theory starting November 24th. Smaller ornaments will cost $2 while larger ornaments will cost $3. While November 24th is when they will be available for purchase, Holmes said she will still collect ornaments to sell after that date until December 20th. I will continue to sell them as long as supplies last, she said, adding some people have already come by the store to pick up a pattern. Having organized fundraisers before, Holmes said this is the first one she is doing for a local organization and has already made 10 ornaments herself. She hopes fellow knitters and crocheters will join in. I was working on one last night. They don't take too long, I was doing one while watching TV, said Holmes. Those who can't knit or crochet can support the fundraiser by purchasing an ornament. Holmes adds they can also donate cash or food directly to the food bank.